This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. When the president's friends railroaded Obamacare through the U.S. House and Senate, pro-life groups warned that government health care would result in taxpayer funding of abortions and the abortion industry. A news report now shows millions of dollars flowing to various Planned Parenthood chapters for the sales and promotion of Obamacare. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is once again lamenting the Roe v. Wade decision with her unique take. Earlier this week, Ginsburg explained how she thinks that the radical nature and quick implementation of both Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton activated the pro-life movement, which remains a thorn in the side of pro-abortion advocates to this day. This is Life News Radio.
Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life.
An artist has created a terracotta army of girls to represent the great number of females in India and China lost to sex-selective abortion. The 5-foot-tall statues will be displayed in New York, then taken to China and buried in what the artist calls a contemporary archaeological site. In the year 2030, when a crisis of men seeking wives but not finding wives hits those nations, the artist will stage an archaeological dig to help expose to the world the tragedy of sex-selective abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.